Hi, good morning, Chase. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Very well, man. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Week's almost over. Good thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Finally made it. Yeah, this is Evan just from Local Slash giving you our scheduled call back.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Did you get a chance to look at the emails I sent over? Do you have any questions off of what you saw?
No, I actually didn't, and I looked at my clock, and I was like, oh, it's 6:59. I didn't look at the email.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens. But yeah, it's essentially just going over exactly everything I talked. We're not like a shady company at all. Everything I said on the phone is exactly as it is. It's no false advertising or under promising. Like I said, this is something that's just month to month, no contract, and even with that, you do have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So essentially starting this up has no risk to it.
No, a 30-day money-back guarantee doesn't do me anything because it takes me about 4 weeks to get onto the get approved, right?
Yeah, with that in that approval time, you're gonna definitely see more likely than not before that 30 days hit, at least you get approved. You get verified and put onto any directory you're not on. Facebook's gonna be taken care of. So things will be happening, and if you decide the website too as well, that will be pumped out within that time frame.
You would build me a Facebook, or I would build a Facebook, and then you guys would manage it, or what's the deal on that? How does that
Yeah, so
work?
you just create a Facebook business page and we'd run advertisements on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, and I would be uploading all my pictures and whatnot. Oh, is that how it goes?
Well, essentially you just send over your pictures to us and then we create specialized advertisements. Obviously we're going to take your services and everything, make sure that these advertisements are specific to your business, and then we'll
Yeah.
upload them for you and everything.
Okay. So all this other stuff is free. I'm looking at the first monthly month is the Google Guaranteed application is $250.
Right.
Nothing for the rest of it.
Right,
And
exactly.
monthly cost ongoing is local map programming and maintenance. What's that?
Yeah, so that's the 249, that's going directly just to the programming, everything that's outside of the Google Guaranteed. So that's 50 different directories. Like the big ones we went over, like Yelp, Bing, Safari. Just optimizing you on the other big search engines because people have their own preferences nowadays. Some people don't like Google, so they'll use other platforms just as much as it, if not more. And in that sense, we want to make sure that you're covered on those bases too. So if they go to look at them, you're still the top priority, one of the top options when they're on those other platforms. And then out of that $249, $100 of that is going directly to your Facebook advertisements, which is roughly about 400 ads every month.
And where do those ads go to? Going.
For Facebook?
Okay, that's where it's going, Facebook ads.
Yeah, that $100 of the 149, that's directly to your Facebook advertisement budget.
Okay, and then the additional cost, Google guaranteed monthly budget, what's that?
Yeah, so the monthly budget for you is going to be $660, but with that, it's entirely dependent on how many leads you actually take on. So if you just take on two of them, you still have the whole rest of your budget that just rolls over to the next month, and then you just replenish those two so we can still have you at that 13 minimum.
How many leads would that generate roughly a month that I could take on?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so at the very minimum, it's going to give you 13 leads. At the maximum, it's going to be about 19. They kind of fluctuate depending on the demographic, the dollar amount, and things of that Google organizes itself just by knowing the people from certain areas.
Okay, 'cause I was told the same thing with this with my prior experience experience with Angie's List that I'd be getting 11 to 13 leads, and I'm at 7 is what I'm averaging with them.
Yeah, with this, it's essentially like you're not in the same ballpark because that's a third-party platform. This is directly advertising on Google at the very top of it. So every single time I've seen it personally, if you're willing to take on all those 13 leads, they're definitely available for you.
Okay, and then also another question is how do you just so I can understand how it works, how do you know if I get a scheduled meeting with them?
So with this, we give you a business line. It really helps you out in a couple ways along with that. For starters, it removes a lot of these spam and spoof calls you would have otherwise gotten, because with this type of exposure, a lot of them can trickle through if you don't have anything in place like that. It'll also help us out with the analytics and deep dive into the demographics and just the people who are calling you. But it also puts an AI on it. So it looks at the calls. These calls are still going directly to you, to your phone, but just with this number, the AI can look over the call, really make sure that these people are doing something that's relative to you, that it's actually ending up in an appointment. And then it's really exact to depict if someone does anything outside of that. If you don't have a conversation that goes into that, it automatically doesn't charge you for the lead.
So what was, how does that work again?
Oh, artificial intelligence reviews the call, like when you're live on it, and it's really specific. It looks over what you say on that call, making sure that it's only something that's going to end up in an appointment.
Okay, and then, so you guys would give me a number?
Right. We would give you, like, essentially a business line, and it still rings directly to you. But it's just something we give you that does all those things, the security, the analytics, as well as just looking over the calls themselves to make sure they're quality.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to have to pass for today. I'm sorry, but yeah, I'm going to have to because I was too unsure. I don't have a whole lot of income coming in, and no, I'm already almost $700 a month in advertising and marketing or lead acquisitions.
Right. We talked about the Angie's lead side of things and just where you're at with that. I mean, this would essentially cover itself within the first 2 months. I mean, definitely just really off the first job alone, it's going to pay for itself for quite some time with a nice return. I mean, would you be willing to just change your side of things, actually get these going directly to you? You have a lot different experience than with Angie's leads, where you're essentially getting these same leads, but you're sharing them with everyone else that subscribes to them, versus with us, it would just go directly to you and you only exclusively.
Okay. Oh, man, I don't know. What companies are using you that I can look up?
I mean, I sent over a bunch of our client success stories, like actual companies that have left us success reviews and just seen what we've done. We represent over 10,000 individual companies across the nation. We don't currently represent anyone in your area that does remodeling. It's actually why we're on the phone with you, is because we're looking for one. And once we do get you on board, you're the only remodeler that and general contractor that we're going to actually represent in a 50-mile radius.
Right. That's what you said yesterday.
Right. And I did send over a link if you want to take a quick look at it. It's going to have a not only general contractors and remodelers on there, but pretty much everyone clear across the board that we've worked with, because we're in all service-based industries, whether you're a plumber, electrician, landscaper, general contractor, we do it all.
Yeah, I've seen, you got this guy plumbing, 777.
Yeah, so so it's just that I'm paying to get my listing up higher on Google. Is that essentially what it is?
That's just a small part of this. I mean, Google Guarantee or actual, it's guaranteeing leads to you. It's not like Google doesn't false advertise, that's for sure. So it's guaranteeing the minimum of these 13 leads to you. But at the end of the day, it's completely dependent on how many you actually want to take on. And they've designed it exactly to do so. So if you're willing to take on those full 13 leads, they're going to hit that mark. But if you only want to take on a couple, you just pay for that couple. And then whatever you don't just rolls over to the next month. And
so,
with their process.
Okay. And when I'll get 13 leads and then I can pursue them, but if they don't end up in a meeting, face-to-face meeting, I don't get charged for it. Is that how that works?
Exactly so. So if you're having a conversation with them, it's just informational, it's something outside of what you offer, just don't want to give them that job. Or if it's anything outside of you having a face-to-face meeting, you don't get charged for it.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Angie's Leads where if you don't even talk to the guy, you're getting charged for it. You have to not only talk with these people, but have a genuine conversation about getting something that can produce you revenue. So it's a really night and day difference. On top of the fact that Angie's Leads, I think we talked about this yesterday, that they buy these specific ad spaces themselves. They show up at the very top of the search engine on Google, right underneath the search bar. And that's how they get their leads themselves. So essentially, you just be hopping over the fact of you having to share them and just getting them exclusively to you. But legitimately, they buy this same ad space for themselves.
Okay. So, okay, I suppose I could sign up today.
All right, great. So, there's just how this sets up is I'm going to get some basic information from you. We get just that $250 paid, and then immediately with you, I'm going to schedule your onboarding for your best convenience. And it's just going to be with one of our specialists. They really deep dive, get all the information, set up the avenues for you to submit anything. That like documentation, what have you, and just get everything rolling as soon as possible. So let me go ahead and get this up. To start with, Chase, what are your hours of operation looking like right now?
I work usually from 7 to about 5.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah, I am also willing to work Saturdays,
but at your discretion.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just leave that open, and obviously if you want to schedule them for Saturday, you can definitely do that. And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
I would look at, say, Stevens and Spokane County. I think it's Stevens, Spokane. I'm not exactly sure. I'm kind of newer to this area.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of need a rough idea of where we start off at. Yeah, Stevens, you're correct. But yeah, we just need a rough idea where we start off with, because we'll look at it ourselves, look at the market trends and kind of areas that are already producing a lot of work of yours. And then on top of that, we'll be able to see once everything gets rolling, the analytics of everything, where a lot of traffic is coming from, and then specifically target those areas that are helping you specifically. This is right now just kind of setting the foundation.
Yeah, so it'd probably be Stevens, Lincoln, Spokane, and Ponderay.
All sick. And we're going to market you for everything, but you said your specialties are going to be like kitchen and bath remodels, right?
Well, during the winter, that's what I'd like to go to, but I want to become, like a expert in decks and outdoor living spaces is what, where I'm trying to go. I like doing that work.
Cool. Yeah, we can definitely find some of that work for you for sure. And you don't have to make this decision immediately, but as of right now, do you think you'd want us to have us build you that website?
Probably. Do you charge for that, or is that?
No, that's included.
So here's another question. So if I had you build me a website, do I lose access to that when I stop using local service ads? Or local Splash.
No, like everything else, it's completely under your ownership. Just what we do is, in full transparency, charge about like $50 just to transfer the website over so you can have it completely under your ownership. Because that does take a little bit of just expertise and a little bit of time to actually do that adequately. So wherever it goes, it actually still functions. But that's the only thing that's associated with cost. And at the end of the day, like I said, it will be under your complete ownership.
Yeah, okay.
And Chase, I have your first name here. What is your last name? Matila? M-A-T-T-I-L-A. Okay, perfect. And what's a good billing address for you? Right now I have P.O. Box 48 in Deer Park, Washington.
That is true. Yep.
Okay, great. Now give me one moment. I'm just applying those discounts I had for us.
So how long does the discount last for?
So the initial discount was like to get you in the door, and then you're locked in at that $249 monthly rate. It's normally about like $400, $500, but you're locked in. Like what I sent over to you, those quotes, those are going to stay indefinitely. So you don't have to worry about anything raising on you at any point.
Okay.
Right. All right, I got those all applied. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Visa.
Great, and I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
4842-2700-0081-0989.
Thank you, and the expiration date.
05/28.
And the CV code as well, please.
518.
Great. And we never give out your personal information, and we do give you that business line that weeds out a lot of spam and spoof calls. But just because of the prevalence of these scammers on the internet, maybe one or two trickling through could happen. So what we do to prevent anything malicious from happening is set up a security question. That way, if you ever personally feel suspicious about who's calling you and you just want to make sure it's us, you can ask us this question and we'll immediately answer it for you. With that question, we have three different options. It can either be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
My mother's maiden name.
Great. And what's the answer for that?
Simonson.
Great. Now, before I can actually complete this purchase, I just have to do something called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance, and it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that chase, but if I'm going through this and at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Sure.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
New Creations Construction and Remodeling, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Chase Matilla, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, if you could you open up your phone contacts for me? I'm going to give you our direct line from here on out. This is how you contact us as well as how we'll contact you. You can save it under the name of Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Okay, wait 1 second. I got to get you Local.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, number?
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Okay, got that.
Awesome. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Especially within the first 7 days, it's really crucial for us to just get things rolling for you as soon as possible. So ultimately, do you just agree to have consistent communication with us in those first 7 days?
Yeah.
Awesome. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
Essentially, after this, if you hire on anyone to do any type of digital marketing for you, you just let us know about it so we can accommodate in the best way possible.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, September 12, 2025, in the amount of $250. When the second payment is completed, your monthly agreement will automatically renew on the 12th day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next bill is due.
Okay, wait 1 second. I want to get that client support.
That's the same number I gave you.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you, Chase. I really think you're going to find a lot of success with this side of things. I mean, Google Guarantee, I have not seen it fail anyone in the last year. I've signed on like 100, you're now the 163rd person I've signed on. So I really think it's going to work out great for you and just help you make up for any lost ground that you might have had with Angie's. But yeah, we're all good to go, man. There's just 2 things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick, and as soon as you do that, we can schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Okay. Saying I need a username, so.
So that might be the wrong link. The one you're looking for will say, click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah, so it says we sent a copy of your invoice to the email. Please click to accept subscription terms. I clicked on that on my text message, and it says, welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials below. Username, password.
Interesting. Here, let me try resending it to you via text. One moment.
Bringing me to the same thing. I need to sign in with your credentials. My credentials below. And I'll go look at the email.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, normally it should just let you in.
Yeah, it's not letting me in. It's just telling me to sign with my credentials.
Okay, let me try sending you credentials and see if it actually brings it up. Usually it should just bring it up automatically when you click on that link. I know they're doing some updates to our system internally, so that might be an effect of it. But let's try to see if it'll bring it up for you if you sign in with what I just sent you.
Okay, now it's bringing me to
Yeah, it'll be like two boxes, and then it'll just have you type in your name and click submit. And I would recommend if you're on your phone, like turning your phone sideways, because when you do it long ways, you'll get all the way to the bottom, like the submission button sometimes is there. Like it won't let you scroll down if you have it long ways.
Huh. Interesting. It's not letting me scroll down either way.
Really?
So I got by my e-signature below, I affirm that I'm authorized to enter the statement of work on behalf of the company furthermore. But then I can't read any of this stuff. What's going on here?
Yeah. What browser are you using on your phone?
iPhone.
Yeah, like are you using like Safari?
I'm using
the one that's on there.
Yeah.
Well, how about this, Chase? Are you gonna be around like a desktop anytime soon?
No, I was actually on my way out to the project I'm working on, and then.
Okay.
I probably won't be to my office until 6 o'clock tonight, if at the earliest.
Okay. Before. I mean. Yeah, if you want to try again maybe in a bit, I'm going to contact our IT and see if there's anything on our end that's going on or if it's just maybe a local problem, like maybe with your phone that's causing that. I'll definitely reach out as soon as I get off of this call. But as long as you just get that signed, it's really what we need whenever you get the chance. If anything, I'm going to send you over a new link to your phone. If not, at the very least, just do that on a desktop.
I got it to minimize. Now I can read it all.
Oh, cool.
So it says the company will provide ownership access to clients whose information matches the company has on file. So what's that? On the, it says that for all the off-roading terms.
Let me see real quick off the top of my head in full transparency. Like, I don't know the terms and conditions, but I'm just bringing it up for me really quick here. I have a copy in front of me. I'm about to open up. More likely than not, that's probably something to do with the website itself.
Talking about third-party stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's to do with the website, more likely than not. Okay, let me take a look here. You said for the offboarding section is where you saw that?
Yeah, it says offboarding terms on all of them. Pretty much the same thing. For the... Yeah.
Oh, that's for call tracking. So that business line, if for some reason or another you want to keep it, because... some people like the, cause we do, I don't know if I touched base on this, we give you an application that like really makes it easy for you to see every single bit of analytics to do with the calls and just your listings and everything. And some people like to keep that once they leave us. So that's essentially what that's covering is just, taking care of that.
Okay.
If you want to have that. Yeah.
Okay. What's add-on and plugins installation?
That's to do specifically with your website. Like if you already had some type of CRM, some people have like a specific scheduler or something that just helps them out with their business, that helps with the automation. That's specifically to do with us taking that and putting it on your website. But I don't think you have anything like that in place right now, so it doesn't really pertain to you.
I don't have anything. So all these offboarding terms, it's like charging me to offboard. Is that, so it's going to, if I did ever cancel, it's going to be pretty expensive, huh?
No, the only thing that you'll be charged for is if you want to keep your website and if you want to keep the call tracking, which is the analytical side. Everything else is completely under your ownership. There's nothing that we'll have ownership over or anything like that.
Well, I mean, saying for the Google Ads, it's going to offboarding service is $99. Google guaranteed offboarding service is. I'm not saying I just want to understand what's going on here. If I do become upset with, like I have with Angie's.
That transfer is something specific. I mean, like, you have to really sign up with someone that kind of doesn't know what they're doing. Like, if you hired on another marketing company and they want to take over, that CID number is really all they need and just some basic login credentials for you. But if we have to take over and do that for some reason for you, which really shouldn't be an issue with anyone that's somewhat legitimate for marketing, that won't happen. I mean, like that CID transfer, that's something that you should be able to do with anybody that has some expertise without us charging for it. But if we have to specifically get our hands on it, do the transfer for you into that new company, that's the only reason you'll be charged. But you have all that information at hand for you. There's nothing that we're keeping from you or anything.
Okay. Holy smokes, this thing's long. All right, signed it. Oh, Google profile is not verified.
Okay, that's all you needed to do for right now. Thank you for taking care of that. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. Like I said, it's about a 45-minute phone call with our specialist. Would you like to do that sometime today? We only work during the week, so it'd be either today or sometime next week.
Let's schedule it for next week.
Okay. What day works for you? We're wide open.
Let's do a morning on Monday.
Sweet. Would you want to do it at the same time, like at 7 a.m.?
Sure.
And this phone number we've been using, the 509-993-7582, is the best way to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm just scheduling that out for us. All right. Well, I have all that scheduled for us. You'll receive an invitation. I will actually be at the start of that call on Monday just to introduce you to the specialist and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do currently. Again, Chase, I want to congratulate you, welcome you to the team. I really think this is going to be a great move for you and just a long relationship to last.
Okay, cool.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you, and you have a great rest of your day as well as a safe weekend. I'll talk with you on Monday, and we'll get everything rolling.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome, man. Take care. Bye.